Technology has opened up a new door to our health information. Instead of just feeling like you've been more active, you can wear a fitness tracker that tells you you took more steps this month than last.
And going a few steps further, there are now senior homes outfitted with sensors everywhere to track the well-being of its residents. The show's Annika Klein went to one of them here in Phoenix.
This is a common one-bedroom.
Greg Corns is the COO of Bridgewater Assisted Living, and we're in one of their newest buildings in Midtown Phoenix.
A little kitchenette area complete with a small refrigerator, a microwave, sink.
Oh, and there are these sensors.
We have sensors on toilets, within the bed, on the refrigerator, on the walls, and on the doors.
You have to really look to see them, and they can't see you, not in that way. There are no cameras here, just movement trackers. Corn says when a resident moves in, the sensors gather baseline data about their routine.
What time do they get up in the morning? What time do they go to bed at night? How often do they get up and use the restroom at night? Do they walk down the hall just to get some exercise? We know all those things.
We'll get to know how that information comes in handy in a moment. First, there's an elephant in this room that needs to be addressed: privacy.
And initially, they were a little skeptical. Like, you're watching me and you know my every movement. And that was a handful of residents, and since it subsided, nobody even questions it anymore.
People don't want to share their lives all the time.
Katie Seek is an associate professor at Indiana University. She studies health informatics, basically the management of patient health information, including through technology. She says their research shows families do enjoy being able to see through data that their loved one is doing well. But this has to be balanced with privacy. And she says researchers studying these types of sensors are working on how to not over-monitor people. She pointed to a study in which an older adult kept getting up and sitting down over and over throughout the evening.
And the staff came in and said, "Hi, we saw that you got up and sat down last Friday, you know, like a dozen times in an hour. Like, were you okay?" And the older adult said, "It's Halloween. I was getting up to deal with the trick-or-treaters." Like, what?
But she says when the sensors raise a real red flag about a senior's health, it can make a big difference. And that's why Greg Corns is so excited about them.
The nurse has a dashboard, and it gets populated up on this dashboard to say, it's rather unusual. This resident is displaying signs of going to the bathroom more than what they have in the past. We'd have a conversation with them and ask them some questions. A lot of times we find what the cause is. Typically, it's a urinary tract infection. Somebody's not drinking enough water.
Something like a UTI could cause a senior's health to drop rapidly and lead to an expensive visit to the hospital. Catching it early can prevent that. Corn says the sensors have also tracked weird changes in routines, like a resident leaving their room in the middle of the night, that could point to the beginning of Alzheimer's. All this information would either go unnoticed by staff, or they'd have to do a lot more checking in to gather it.
And it gives us eyes behind the door when the caregiver is outside that we can see what's going on without being obtrusive.
But Katie Seek sees this as a balancing act too.
Some older adults see these as opportunities for interaction. And so just because they don't need you doesn't mean they don't enjoy your company.
Any new sensor data, she says, should be followed by a good, old-fashioned in-person conversation. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.